I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bangladesh is slowly lifting an internet blackout after crackdowns on riots and protesters killed nearly 200 people. Nearly 2 weeks ago, students began protesting a quota that reserves 30% of government jobs for relatives of freedom fighters. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
one of the greatest fears that the government would have would be a student movement. It's incredibly intimidating because they know the power of that and the substance of that. And that's what was happening. And so they began to negotiate to kind of ease some of these quota restrictions. So the good news is that things are moving in the right direction. The bad news is it just was very revealing of how unstable a country like Bangladesh is.
Unknown Nations is reaching Bangladesh with biblical hope. Pray for the peace of Christ. And Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministry says Native believers are planting gospel seeds this summer. On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, equips Native believers to share their hope stories on U.S. reservations during the Summer of Hope outreach.
Hope is just a word on the reservation, and hardly even a word. We can't change the awful past, but together I think we can change the future.
The Summer of Hope is nearing completion, but God isn't finished rescuing desperate people. Read the latest updates in the full story at missionnews.org and ask Jesus to give local disciple makers his strength and new zeal so the Summer of Hope can become an ongoing movement.
That's what I would ask people to pray for, that the beacon can be lit here, that will spread the flame of Christ's hope across all of Native America and in First Nations in Canada.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.